So hello and welcome. You're joining me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. I really enjoy having a variety and a wide spectrum of entrepreneurs to inspire you. So I'm always kind of keeping my eye out for new talent and for interesting people I can meet and learn from. And kind of just the backstory. Wait, I only have 8 minutes. I can't do the backstory. Okay, catch me later. I want to introduce my guest today. She speaks 8 languages, but don't worry. We're going to pretty much stick to English. Yo creo. Yo pienso. Je pense. No. So welcome, Samantha Alvarez. Which 8 languages do you actually speak?
Thank you so much, Erica, for having me. I speak English, Spanish, and Portuguese fluently. I can speak intermediate French, German, Italian, and Chinese, and I can speak basic Japanese.
Oh my goodness. Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. I kind of have a thing about languages, just in case you didn't notice.
Oh my goodness. You know, I love foreign languages. In fact, if I could just learn languages like every day, like if that's what I did, I never did that for a career, but I know I studied Spanish, French, Japanese, Chinese, and a little bit of Russian.
You've got the language bug.
I know. So tell me just straight off, when someone's learning a new language, what kinds of things should they do to make it easier or have it go forward faster?
There's two things that you should do when you first start. And the number one is to make it interesting. And the number two is to make it emotional. Hook it into your own emotions. Wow. And when I say interesting, I mean relevant to your life. Like there's a reason when you were in Spanish class in high school and you were trying to memorize puedo usar las sacapuntas, how can I use the pencil sharpener, like it didn't stick because you didn't care. So when you're learning a language for yourself because you want to learn things that you're really excited about, whether that be through YouTube channels or through podcasts, but make it stuff that you're inherently interested in, and then do things that are really dumb. Make mistakes, embarrass yourself, because you remember that stuff.
That's so true. I really learn a lot from my mistakes. And I have to say, I have to tell you the funniest story. 7th grade, Palo Alto, Jordan, junior high. I don't think it was in middle school yet. And my friend Tandy had a friend visiting from Mexico like all year, right? A foreign exchange. So we learned Spanish so we could talk behind people's backs. We actually learned Spanish so we could say things, not really like behind, like we weren't evil, but we would learn Spanish so we could talk about things and no one would know what we were saying. And I have to say, it was so fun. And so just hearing you say that, like, make sure it's fun and relevant, we were actually learning from her friend all kinds of swear words. And
that's what sticks. Use it.
And it really worked well because I can still sort of chat in Spanish like all these decades later. And French, it was the opposite. It was totally book French. And I don't have half as much memory of it. So I think that's right on, like making it relevant. And I love that. Tell me a little bit about what gets you inspired. What helps you feel kind of that inspirational buzz?
What helps me feel the inspirational buzz is relationships, like when I'm excited about something. So I went to a conference a couple of months ago and met a bunch of people there who spoke French and I didn't. And I was so annoyed. I'm at this polyglot conference. I'm like, oh, I speak like 7 languages and I'm so cool. But a bunch of my friends that I met there spoke French and I didn't. And I said, I'm going to go learn French right now.
Wow.
And so I went and did a 90-day challenge and learned French so that I could talk to my new French friends and Francophone friends.
Wow.
So that people, like a relationship, is what jazzes me up.
Oh, that is so cool, Samantha. And then, you know what? I'm going to just prod you for a little bit of that other part of your brain and talent. on sales systems for entrepreneurs, because on the Erica Glessing Show with 8 minutes, I get to really go any place I want, as you saw. What's something, so for everyone who's listening, Samantha also has an exceptional talent building back-end sales systems, right?
I do.
So tell me a little bit about that.
You know, the most important part of what I do is help people figure out what they actually want to do. It's like a clarity thing, right? Because a lot of people think they need a sales funnel or know they need a sales funnel. But what they don't realize is all they really need is to be clear on where they're going, and then they could do it themselves or they could do it with an assistant rather than creating a whole clunky sales system that nobody's going to use.
Oh my
goodness. There's a lot of mental mindset stuff around sales and about money, and there's so much there that you can unpack in just to talk about it. It's so much fun to me. I love it.
So tell us how we can reach you, Samantha. How can we find out more about you and learn some languages from you?
So you can go to my website, samalvarez.com. I have a YouTube channel as well where I release language learning videos every Wednesday. So there will be one out today. And I also have a course out called Emotive Style Language Learning, which is a course that allows you to learn any language using those two things, relevancy and emotion.
Wow. I wonder what's possible that I haven't yet considered.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming.
You are quite welcome.
What were you saying?
It's so much fun. Yeah, I'm doing it to learn Italian right now because I just really wanted to learn Italian.
Yeah.
So I'm 62 days into learning Italian and I can hold conversations and talk to people about music. And it's just, when you do it in a way where it's 20 or 30 minutes a day and you enjoy it and you have fun with it, it just
blows up your mind. So how can I, why don't you say something to my audience in Italian as a send-off?
Io posso parlo un pochino, un piccolino di italiano. La chiesa è molto bella. Io non so che voglio dire. You have to do this too. Io voglio parlare italiano.
Well, you can't see me, but I'm doing that because that was. And I could take my Spanish and French together, and you'd say, "I'm going to speak Italian," and I got that. So how cool is that? So thank you so much. Thank you for coming.
Così in italiano. You're welcome.
Okay.
My pleasure.
Adios.
Adios. Arrivederci. Ci vediamo.